It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, if you're a Minnesotan, you likely know that sound, and hopefully it creates a positive reaction and feeling in you as it does with us. You know, the Minnesota loon couldn't be more iconic. If you're on a lake and you hear those calls, it is a wonderful experience. Although some of those calls, as we've learned over the years, are distress calls, and so they're not always peaceful, and they're not always about tranquility. So we're going to learn more about that now because we're joined by Lucy Bach, who is with Community Outreach and Development and really does a lot for the National Loon Center. You may not know this, but Minnesota, in addition to being the home of the Eagle Center, the Bear Center, and also the Wolf Center and some other centers, we now are going to be the home of the National Loon Center. It's going to be located in Cross Lake, Minnesota. In full disclosure, I recently joined the board, volunteer board of that organization. And just a few weeks ago, I attended my first meeting. I got to meet Lucy, and she's agreed to come on the show. Greetings, Lucy. Thanks for being a guest on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Tim, and also for joining our board recently. We're just excited about both.
Well, Mary, my co-host today, filling in for Chad Hartman here on Noon to 3 on WCCO, are excited to have you as well. Let's just start with what is this National Loon Center? What is its mission? What are we trying to accomplish with it?
Yeah, for sure. So the National Loon Center, we are up in Cross Lake, Minnesota. So we're just about 2 hours and 45 minutes north of the Twin Cities. And our mission, we aim to restore and protect loon breeding habitats and enhance responsible recreation and serve as a national leader in advancing loon and freshwater research and education. So basically, our whole main goal is to advocate for loons and for freshwater here in not only Minnesota, but we are wanting to also expand our efforts nationally as well. A lot of people don't know there's actually 5 different breeds of loons all over the U.S. And so our real main mission here is to celebrate all those loons and advocate for the conservation of them.
Oh, I love that Minnesota is home to that. And, you know, you were saying Minnesota loon, but that's, you didn't mean that, Tim, necessarily with specificity. So it's the common loon, right? So, Lucy, there are other types of loons, but when we think of the Minnesota loon, there, now I'm going to use the phrase.
The loons that are in Minnesota
and that go, by the way, they migrate to Florida. Like all good Minnesotans, they tend
to migrate,
right?
Careful.
Actually, tell us just a bit about their migration patterns, a little bit more about, you know, what are some of the common things that folks need to know about loons? I really find the call is beautiful, but it's sort of unusual how they, like when they take off from the water, it's like they need a lot of space. Like it's they're running on the water. It takes them a minute to fly.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about the loon itself and some of the things that you find most interesting or asked most often.
For sure. Yeah, totally. So yeah, you're right. We only see the common loon in Minnesota. We get about 12,000 of them, though, every single summer. They love to breed here because of our great area for their habitat. They like to have their nests right on our shorelines. They have their legs kind of come out of the back of their body rather than the center of gravity like ducks. And so they are terrible walkers on land. So that means that they got to keep their nest as close to that shoreline as possible. And we've got great lakes for it, you know, land of 10,000 lakes here in Minnesota. And they'll be on that nest for about 28 days, but then they spend the majority of their time then here on the water raising their chicks. They'll have about 1 to 2 chicks each nesting season. And then you're right, they do migrate down to the Gulf. Once we hit around that October season, both the chicks and the parents then, and they'll be down there for, you know, that kind of October through May season, but the chicks will actually stay down there for up to 5 more years before they return back to Minnesota area or around Wisconsin to Michigan, get some common loons.
I got to learn not to interrupt us since I'm not so good on the radio. I'm working on that. But when you say they stay down there for 5 years, I guess I didn't think about it. Certainly, I know they migrate there.
Yeah.
But does that mean they're on the ocean? I mean, do they do saltwater or they're only inland on lakes in Florida? Where do they actually go when they migrate?
They could do either. They have glands actually within their feathers that helps them protect them from the saltwater. So they are able to be on the ocean if need be. And when they do migrate, common loons lose kind of that black and white plumage, and even their red eye starts to turn a little bit muddled, and so it doesn't look as red. It looks a little bit more brown, and they almost become unrecognizable. And so they look kind of like every other shorebird down in the Gulf for a while. They'll even lose their flight feathers for a while, too, and become flightless for a period of time. So they have kind of a completely different life down in the Gulf than what we experience as our beloved common loon up here in Minnesota.
We're talking to Lucy Bach, who works with the National Loon Center in community outreach and development and other responsibilities. Lucy, regarding that red eye, does it have an actual function on the loon, or is it just sort of a quirky aesthetic that's not really doesn't have a specific function because it's red?
It helps them see better down, you know, underneath the water when they're fishing. So they rely solely on fishing underneath the water, and they're under the water for extended periods of time. They can be under the water for up to 4 to 5 minutes, and they can dive up to 250 feet as well. And so that red eye helps with that. It's actually one of the things that we're advocating for with the fresh water here in Minnesota is loons need clear water that they can see to be able to fish. Without clear and clean lakes, they aren't able to be here and be able to successfully survive and breed here in Minnesota. So we want to keep our lakes clean so that loons are able to survive and fish and live a happy life.
Does that explain, by the way, that loons aren't everywhere? There's just a limited number of states that they're in. And even in Minnesota, they're not everywhere. They're just in the certain parts of Minnesota. So is that clarity of water the reason they migrate to just certain places as opposed to others?
Yeah. It's definitely a factor for sure. We're seeing less and less loons in southern Minnesota, partly because of that reason. Usually having loons on a lake is an indicator that your lake is, you know, clean enough, that there is a good supply of fish and that loons are able to see enough to, you know, hunt for them. So, it definitely is a factor for sure, Tim.
How about on the issue of shoreland preservation? You mentioned their nests have to be on the shoreline and they can't walk very far to get into the water. But as they're nesting and you have either erosion or probably more specifically boat waves, and including today with the wake boats, we understand they're out of the barn, so to speak. But those are some major waves that roll into a lot of lake shorelines. Does that affect loon habitat?
It definitely does. That's another big piece that we're advocating for. We actually have a campaign going at the Loon Center called Share Our Shoreline, which advocates for not only safe recreation around loons, both, you know, out when they're out on the water and also nesting, but also if you are a homeowner on the lake. You know, Minnesotans, we love our lakes. We are on them constantly. We've got, you know, I feel like if you know someone in Minnesota, you know that someone, either themselves or their family member, has a lake property, right? And it's a culture of Minnesota, which is great. And we want to be able to share our shoreline with our loons and continue to love our lakes together with the loons. But that means that we're trying to advocate and educate people of what's best for your own shoreline. And that's bringing back those natural shorelines. You know, I believe it's kind of a trend right now to have those manicured lawns and grasses, which are beautiful. But when you remove those natural grasses towards that shoreline, you also remove protection for loons to be able to nest. You know, they need those grasses, and they're less likely, they're not going to try to nest on, you know, riprap, or they're not going to nest on those manicured lawns. And so we're actually losing habitat right now for them. And like you said, without, you know, those grasses either, we're also, the boat waves affects their habitat as well. So it's definitely a factor for sure that we are trying to do as much outreach and education and advocacy for our loons.
And I think in terms of loon fatality, I know they can live up to 20 years, but it seems like on the reports that I've seen that blunt force trauma is one of the leading causes of death of loons. I presume that's from boat strikes, or maybe there's predators too, but to the extent it's boat strikes on a busy weekend, I can, you know, see in Minnesota how difficult life is for the loons, because while they're good divers and they're quick, they're not perfect. And is it fair to say that boating strikes are one of the reasons that many loons die?
Very much so. I mean, it's really high up there. If it's not boating strikes, it's lead tackle is kind of one of the leading causes. But Memorial Day weekend and 4th of July are kind of really scary times for loons, partly 4th of July in particular, because that's when they have their chicks. And when they've got their chicks usually, you know, they'll sit on the parents' backs. And when they do that, the loons are less likely to dive out of the way of the boats. And I think there's sometimes an expectation with loons that they'll dive out of the way just last minute, like gulls. Especially when they have those chicks, they're less likely to sacrifice their chicks to do that. It's unfortunate, but we usually get a lot of calls after the 4th of July that we lost a lot of loons over that weekend.
Sure. Lucy, we'll just close on this. Can you let our listeners know on WCCO? I know many people are interested in loons. They also might want to be supportive of the center, but can you tell us how people could learn more about the Loon Center and its mission, and also how they might be helpful to the center?
For sure, yes. So, like I said, we're up here in Cross Lake, but we have many ways for you to get involved, even if you aren't up and around this area. We are also in the process of building our new center. That's going to be about a 15,000 square building that will be opening here in the summer of 2027, which is really exciting. If you go onto our website, which is nationalloonscenter.org, you can find all of our different educational activities and programs. We've got a loon pontoon that we take out, which is a free pontoon ride that you can go out and actually see loons yourself. We have a guide who goes out with you and talks through all the nest pairs that we have been monitoring. There's also different ways to donate too. You can buy some of our merch. You can adopt a loon. You can also just simply donate in your name as well. While we are in the process of building our center, there's many options to donate bigger ticket items and have your name be a part of this center too. And so really just at the end of the day, we're here to celebrate our loons, but also really celebrate Minnesota as well. So, or if you want to get really involved, there's also volunteer opportunities as well. So really nationalloonscenter.org. We're also on Instagram and Facebook as well. That's where you can get a lot of our information.
Great. Well, again, that website is nationalloonscenter.org. I thought in terms of the merchandise, the loon shoes that you have on display in the Loon Center retail area were quite attractive and did inspire me to think of loons. So Lucy Bach, thank you so much for your time and being a guest on WCCO Radio 830 to help us learn more about loons and how to help protect them and their habitat. And we appreciate your work.
Thank you so much, Tim and Mary, for having me on, and have a good rest of your day.
All right. You're listening to WCCO. We're going to be right back after this short break with more news of the day.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are back on the Chad Hartman Show. Without Chad Hartman, this is Tim Pawlenty, along with Mary Pawlenty. We are guest hosts today and glad to be here with you. Thanks for listening in as we plow through a Friday afternoon in Minnesota in the summer. A hazy day, and maybe some of you are driving up north to your cabins, which I wish I was driving up north as well right now. But we got responsibilities here on the radio.
Yeah, no, you were right. Absolutely, we got to put your host in the radio show. Oh, this is not necessarily the time you want to be in the car stuck in traffic. But if you are, you know, bless you, especially if you're listening to CCO. So thank
right.
you.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about a few other things that are in the news. Dave, Mary and I have grown children now, but, you know, we certainly remember the days of raising our children when they were younger. You have young children currently. A Wall Street Journal article caught my eye, and the theme of the article was this newer trend towards not inappropriate or abusive parenting, but a stronger, firmer approach to parenting. And the theme of the article had to do with sort of a generation that was maybe too lax with their children, maybe not contributing to their not being resilient, maybe contributing to other things that weren't positive. You had a chance to read that article. What did you think of it as a parent of young children?
Well, it's kind of, you know, you talk about how the pendulum swings, right, with everything in life. And, you know, it's not exactly, we're not going back to beating the children,
no.
thankfully, which
That's
is great. Nice. But the article basically was talking about today's parents kind of tired of what we'd call gentle parenting, you know, the kind of, oh, soft talk through every problem. Let's talk about your feelings. Let's talk about your emotions. And, you know, it's okay, honey. We'll work through this together. And kind of more of a push towards, yeah, not striking the children, not hitting the children, but setting much more firmer boundaries and saying, no, that's not okay. And there is going to be punishment. There is going to be consequences. And you're going to have to learn through those consequences and maybe deal with some things and figure out some things yourself versus mom or dad, you know, soft talk everything out of it. It's okay. It's like, no, getting a little firmer and say, no, that's not okay. And your behavior right now stinks and we need to figure out a way to change this.
I was definitely more in that camp when I was, you know, I was often single parenting our kids when the back in the day, back
absent
in the day,
father, wow,
back in the day, let's just say he was a busy guy and I was, you know, left to deal with the kids, but they quote me to this day, and I borrowed this. I mean, I didn't think this up on my own, but I loved the phrase. It was, "I'm the parent, you're the child, get the roles straight." Because they try to tell me, you know, here's what we're going to, it's like, yeah, no. I mean, there are times you can give them small choices on certain things, but there's times it's like, no, we got responsibilities here. You got your responsibilities as a kid, but I got mine as a parent. So yeah, you got to be clear.
We're running out on the time here, Annie, but tell the listeners a little bit about this book, Let Them, and the woman who wrote it. And it applies somewhat with children and more broadly to life. But what's sort of the theme of the book?
You're asking me. I didn't read it, actually. Oh. Once again, my kid, you know, that's our youngest, Mara's Let Them. I think, don't conflate the two concepts of gentle parenting and the Let Them. I think the Let Them is more the, you know, open hands of letting people do their own thing and not getting wound up about, you know, what other folks are doing. But the gentle parenting is more exactly that whole description of just being a little too soft as parents. It's like, come on. I mean, you got to be a parent. Do your job.
Yeah.
Right?
And you know what? As you go through life, you learn that things have consequences. Your actions and your words have consequences. It's a nice thing to learn that when you're a kid versus, oh, you grow up and you're into college and then you're out of college and you do something you shouldn't do and somebody actually, you know, your boss comes down hard on you. Maybe be prepared for that as a kid because you maybe have faced that once in your life from a parent instead of, you know, being completely wrecked by it when the real world strikes you.
Well, there's all the science around the importance of developing resiliency. Some would call it grit, not coddling your children and maybe having raised a generation of too many snowflakes, as they say. So it all feeds into that. We'll have to save the rest of our comments regarding this to another show on another day because we're coming up against a break. Nothing in Minnesota gets the vibe going, very few things, I should say, than the purple. Our Minnesota Vikings are beloved in the state of Minnesota. Mary and I are going to be out to train camp twice, once for the night scrimmage, once for the New England Patriots scrimmage. We can't get enough of it. I know a lot of Minnesotans share that perspective. After the break, we're going to have the person who is an expert and follows the Vikings for the Pioneer Press. So we'll be back with all things purple after this break.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to WCCO 830, the Chad Hartman Show. Normally, Chad is here. He's not today. Tim Pawlenty, Mary Pawlenty, and as co-hosts, we are going to talk about the Vikings in just a second, but I've encouraged people to send in texts if they'd like, 651-461-9226. And here's a couple of thoughts from a few of our listeners. They say if they do build something on the river in Minneapolis, they should include and feature the Twin City River Rats, which is a water ski show. I didn't even know we had a water ski show in Minneapolis. I'll have to check that out. They provide a magnificent and free family shows, according to the people who wrote this text. Thanks for sending that in. So we'll, if you're interested, look up the Twin City River Rats. One of my fellow South St. Paul homies said to remember Craig Felton. His charity golf tournament is today in memory of a great South St. Paul graduate and longtime South St. Paul golf coach. Adam Carter's from South St. Paul. I'm from South St. Paul. God bless South St. Paul. And thank you, Craig Felton, for a life of service to young people trying to learn sports. Appreciate that. Another person said, what jurisdiction rules over lakeshore property in terms of natural shoreline? The DNR has a lot to say about that. Counties can have a lot to say about even local jurisdictions. But I think you'd start, if you're interested in researching that, with the DNR website. And lastly, some nice listener said, I like hearing the Pawlentys on CCO. Aw.
I love
That's
that.
That's very nice. Thank you.
That is very sweet.
Kind comments. Thank you for that. We appreciate that. All right. Now to the important business of our Minnesota Vikings and their exciting upcoming season. We're joined now by Dane Mizutani, who is the beat writer, the expert on the Vikings for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. And Dane, thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it, too.
I know it's only July, and the excitement will build, but I'm already sort of over-caffeinated about the Vikings season, and I'm sure you've been out to training camp. Mary and I are going a couple times here in the coming weeks. But can you just start with giving us an overview of how you think this team is going to do generally? I know the Las Vegas line for wins, the over-under, used to be 8.5. Somebody told me it creeped up to 9.5, but that seems a little disappointingly low. I mean, are they going to be better than that?
Yeah, I think they will be, but I understand kind of the handicapping of the line from a Vegas perspective, simply because J.J. McCarthy is unproven. I believe in the kid. I think at 22 years old, he shows the moxie that you would want out of a franchise quarterback. The arm talent is plain to see if you're just out here at practice. But there is something to be said about experience. And I think when you're a team like the Vikings who moved on from Sam Darnold after winning 14 games, there is just going to be an inherent disbelief, I think, from people on the outside when you're handing the keys over to a 22-year-old kid who hasn't done it before. So, again, I would say as someone who's been here throughout the spring, now into the summer with training camp rolling, there's no reason to doubt J.J. McCarthy. He's done everything you'd want him to do and then some as he's recovered from that knee injury, 100% good to go now with the summer underway. But I understand, at least from a Vegas perspective, why that line might seem a little low.
Okay, so just quick question since I got you on the line. This is maybe, you know, a little nuanced or maybe it remains to be seen. But how fast can he get rid of the ball? And the reason I ask that, I mean, my consistent concern about any quarterback who can't throw fast enough, I mean, it goes, I know how fast they got to throw that ball. And it feels to me like Sam Darnold used to hold onto the ball. I'm like, throw it. It's like, come on. I know apparently we've got a stronger line this year, and so they might have another half a second. How fast can this kid, I mean, he is a kid, how fast can he release the ball?
Yeah, just strictly the release, it's quick as can be. I think it really does come down to processing, though, and how fast can he go from the first read to the second read to the third read to his check down if he has to go there. I think, at least from what we've seen so far, his processing is quick. He worked with Jim Harbaugh at the University of Michigan, won a national championship at the University of Michigan, playing in a pro-style offense where he had to process everything in real time. He had to go through his progressions in real time like a professional quarterback. Sometimes college quarterbacks come to the NFL and they haven't had to do that. So I think J.J. McCarthy at least from that standpoint in his development, is ahead of the curve. So we'll see. I mean, it is a lot different when, you know, live bullets are flying in the regular season as opposed to training camp. But again, that goes back to what I've seen so far. He gets rid of it quickly. He goes through his reads quickly. And right now, with where he's at in his development, that's all you can ask for.
You're listening to Chet Hartman Show on WCCO Radio. We're talking to Dane Mizutani, who is the expert writer for the Pioneer Press on the Minnesota Vikings, which is under training camp is underway. Dane, as I think about the Vikings by position group, you know, you have two number first round draft picks, obviously, in Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison at wide receiver. You have a first round draft pick in Hockenson at tight end. You have a beefed up offensive line now with several all pros on the line, arguably dramatically better than last year. While we have an aging running back in Aaron Jones, who some people would say is undersized, he's very capable. But interestingly, we now have a 236-pound backup who could perhaps be helpful in pounding the ball into the end zone when need be, or short yardage situations. The defensive line is pumped up. The returning linebackers are pretty good, which all leads to, of course, the big question mark around J.J. McCarthy. But the other question mark that gets less attention is what the heck is going to happen in the cornerback and defensive back position. And there's some NFL commentators saying the Vikings may be suspect in that regard. What do you think?
I think there's certainly a lot for that group to prove. It's probably outside of J.J. McCarthy because he's the quarterback and the Vikings will go as he does. I think the cornerbacks are the biggest, you know, question mark or group with the most to prove in training camp right now. And that's just because there are a lot of people and players at that point in that position that are in the early stages of their career, haven't really stepped into roles as starters. And we've talked about it, and we'll talk about it at length, but experience is king in the NFL. So after Byron Murphy Jr., who just got the bag this offseason, who earned every dollar he will play for this season and throughout that contract, there aren't a lot of guys who have done it, you know, consistently at a starting level in the NFL. It's Isaiah Rodgers, a guy who's kind of been more of a spot starter with the Philadelphia Eagles. It's Jeff Okuda, a guy who went number three in the draft in 2020, but hasn't really panned out. Mekhi Blackmon, who was supposed to be a contributor last year, but tore his ACL. So the list is all very similar in that none of these guys really have a lot of snaps under their belt. And that's why I think a lot of people are concerned about that position at the surface. But what I will say is, I think if the Vikings were concerned, they probably would have spent some more money and brought somebody else in from the open market. I think they're content to let the string play out through training camp, see if any of those guys really step up and take the bull by the horns. And if they don't, then they can sign a free agent, kind of like what they did last year with Stephon Gilmore. So I like the way that they've kind of gone about it. Let your room, let the people who have been in your building working their butts off, let them dictate whether you need to go spend money on another player. But right now, I think they're going to see how the internal competition plays out before they look externally for more help.
Dane Mizutani is the Pioneer Press reporter. He's on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Dane, you know, as you think about the Vikings' history, we have legendary players and we also have legendary personalities. A lot of Minnesotans sort of remember, whether to the good or the bad, various, you know, personality characteristics of Vikings, and it gets to be a good talker. So in the current group, there's probably some people that are particularly engaging that you know, are accessible to you and entertaining to talk to. There may be others who are, you know, dead serious about football or something else. But as from a reporter's perspective, can you take us behind the scenes a little bit and just give us a couple insights? Because you know, people like Mary and me and all our listeners, we don't get to talk to Vikings every day like you do. Tell us a couple of observations you have about a few Vikings.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think first and foremost, it's as good of a locker room from top to bottom as I've covered in the NFL and maybe across sports. The respectfulness, you know, from the first, you know, number one player on the roster to the 53rd and I guess 90th player on the roster during training camp. They all treat us with respect. They all understand our job. And, you know, even if there's disagreements here and there, like I said, it's very respectful. So that is a testament to Kevin O'Connell, the culture he has instilled from the head coach position. But you want to just talk about personalities. I think J.J. McCarthy has a magnetism about him that can't be taught. You just either have it or you don't. He has it, and it's on display every single time he's at the podium. You can get into guys like Justin Jefferson. I think when you look at face of the franchise wide receivers, you couldn't ask for a better guy. He has the charisma. He has the swag, but he's not a diva. You look at the contract negotiations from last year. They didn't get out of hand. Everything stayed in-house because he is a guy that's just going to continue to carry himself a certain way and do it in a way that I keep going back to the word respectful. Like, that is a word I would use for Justin Jefferson. And then I think on the other side of the ball, Harrison Smith, he's a legend in and of himself. He's been there forever. He doesn't say a ton, but when he does speak, you kind of listen because he doesn't say a ton. He's someone I always enjoy topping it up with in the locker room. And then Josh Metellus is another guy. He has an infectious personality. I think he'll be around for a long time. So, like I said, it's top to bottom a great locker room. There are some guys that you would probably find yourself gravitating towards in the locker room more than others, but again, feel fortunate to talk to all of them.
Oh, that's so cool. As a Vikings fan, I just love to hear that. That's such a terrific answer. Do you assume that's a significant portion of why Aaron Rodgers just wouldn't have been a good fit for the Vikings this year?
I think maybe that contributes to it. I think also more than that, more than kind of how he would have functioned in the landscape of the locker room, it's just I think they're ready. They're ready for J.J. McCarthy. They drafted him number 10 overall last year and didn't get to see him because of the knee injury. And everything that they saw out of that kid through the recovery process last season and into the offseason and into the early stages of this season, I think they said we don't need a 40-year-old, 41-year-old around when we have a 22-year-old that's ready to go. So I think maybe to a degree, like the personality and kind of trying to project out how that would jive in the locker room, maybe that played a small role. But I think beyond that, it was mainly just we've never drafted a quarterback this high. Let's see what we have.
Dane Mizutani with the Pioneer Press, Vikings beat reporter. Enjoy the rest of training camp. Maybe we'll see you out there. And thank you for coming on WCCO Radio and being our guest today. We really appreciate it. I know our listeners do too.
Anytime. Thank you so much.
All right. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more on WCCO Radio 830. Out last night. Was I out last night? I guess I was. I was at my fantasy football draft at a bar in Golden Valley.
How could you forget?
Well, you got to know the song, honey.
I'm just saying.
It's a blurry night out.
Oh, because it was blurry. No, you guys are too old.
I one tap beer.
Yeah.
So I did get that.
Yeah.
And when you drive, you just can't.
Do you have any of that delicious bar food?
Well, you were kind enough to make me a very delicious dinner. And that I ate before I went, so I thought that was
salad.
Helpful.
You didn't supplement with wings or none of that?
Yeah, no. By the way, if you wonder what the heck you're listening to, this is the Chet Hartman Show with Tim Pawlenty and Mary Pawlenty as guest hosts, and we're here today to fill in
people
for Chad.
People tuning in going, who are these people?
What the heck is going on with these people? Before the break, we were talking about the Vikings, and during the break, we were talking about some of our reflections, especially you, Dave, having been down to the old training camp, not the fancy one, although the experience now is fantastic, and I think it's got a lot of positive attributes to it. But you remembered being down, as I did, in Mankato.
Yeah, the glory days, right? I remember every year when I was a kid, my dad would bring me and my brother down. We'd drive down early in the morning. You know, you'd park, and it was amazing to have, you know, the team of, you know, these monsters, you know, monster-sized men that you looked up to, that you cheered for every Sunday. So accessible.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not quite the same. Obviously, they have... You know, you can still get an autograph when you go to Egan, but it's a little bit more corporatized and there's a little bit more rules and, you know, a few more barriers. But, you know, I just remember as a kid, you know, you'd have a schedule or a program or something like that, you know, and you'd have your Sharpie and you'd be running up to players as they were just walking off the field. You know, I remember being who wasn't excited when Herschel Walker came here, you know?
Oh, man, can you imagine? Oh, you
for at least
can
a couple
imagine,
weeks.
You did it, but you can imagine being a young person and seeing Herschel Walker. I mean, he was...
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we got this guy from the Cowboys. Sure, we're going to win the Super Bowl, right? It's easy. It's going to happen. But, yeah, I remember as a kid, you know, you'd run up with 30 other kids, crowd around, Herschel, holding up your thing, just hoping he grabs it as he's walking over to the dorms to go get lunch or whatever. And, you know, we'd always get a picture with the coach. My dad would always take a photo of me and my brother with, you know, first Jerry Burns, then Dennis Green when he took over. And, you know, just the accessibility at that point is the thing I remember most of not only being so close to the action as they were practicing and doing drills, but being able to just walk up to these guys that you looked up to so much, especially as a youngster.
I remember being in a camp. I don't know if it was a Boy Scout or Wee Below camp over on the St. Croix. I was in grade school age or maybe early junior high. And one of the guest speakers for this summit was Bob Lertzma. And I thought I had met like Adonis, you know, or something. I mean, I was like, Bob
is here.
It was incredible. Now, honey, we have a friend, we won't name his name, who has a funny story about getting himself into the prayer circle. Somebody tell that story.
I don't remember. He ran out of the field.
And,
How did he get on the field? Makes it sound like he actually was jumped the fence. But at the end,
on the field for some reason.
But the cool thing is then, you know, he was going to approach a player, but then he realized a variety of them, you know, were faith-filled individuals, and they all, you know, circled around and took a knee, and our buddy, can we say his first name?
I'll say his first
name. Okay, Doug.
Doug
takes their hand, and he's like, I'm there. I'm right there in the prayer circle.
They had just finished a game, and he grabs their hands and joins their prayer group.
This was after an actual game, not even a camp?
After an actual game. Yeah, no, mine is too far back. There can't be three people left in the Twin Cities who remember. When I was in fourth grade, John Patera was in my fourth grade class, and his dad, Jack Patera, was one of the assistant coaches. So in fourth grade, Mr. Elliott would take us down to the gym, and he had those big highlight reels.
Yeah.
I don't know how he got away with it in the school, but I mean, we on school time, he's like, okay, kids, down to the gym. And we watched those NFL highlight reels. It was a cold December day on Lambeau Field. And I'm like, oh, this is awesome. Tundra. Like, what? How is that in the curriculum? But because John Patera was in my class,
Aaron Rodgers and the players called that voice the voice of God. And if you watched, what's the show that they do? They go off, follow the team around for the year. Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks,
So Aaron Rodgers was very excited when that voice, or today's version of it, came to training camp. And he was introducing all the players to that person as the voice of God.
Yeah, it's very cool. I mean, if you go to Canton and you can sit in any of those film rooms and listen to that. And honestly, you are transported back to your childhood. It's really cool. By the way,
that's a good stop. I didn't know what to expect when we went to Canton, Ohio to see the NFL Hall of Fame, and it looks modest from the outside. And then you get in there, and it's like, man, that is a treasure trove, and it's a really interesting, worthwhile side trip.
That's a worthy journey for any true pro football fan. Absolutely.
I was just thinking back to Doug's story. Man, he picked a good time. Because if there's one time where the players aren't going to slug you or tackle you for running on the field, they can't do it when they're in the prayer circle, right?
Yeah, and especially if their head's bowed and their eyes are closed, you don't see who's holding your hand.
Exactly, right.
I want to know I don't remember how he got on the field.
I know you're asking me to tell
the
story.
It's like
Doug would know. Oh, man, that's a classic.
All right, well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by what I think is the dean of the Star Tribune, former reporter, now columnist, Rochelle Olson. She always has interesting insight. She's going to go through her weekly Cheers and Jeers column with us, and we'll pick her brain about some political things and a few other things as well. So I hope you'll join us on WCCO 830, filling in for Chad Hartman. We're going to take a short break and be right back.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.